All right, let's dive into something truly incredible today, the Badrinath Yatra by helicopter. Imagine soaring over the majestic Himalayas while heading to one of India's most sacred sites. Nothing screams adventure and spirituality quite like that.
Wow, wait, helicopters? So it's like you just hop on a chopper and boom, you're practically a high-flying pilgrim? Laughs. That's so wild. How long does that actually take? Like, from the helipad to Badrinath?
Exactly. The whole flight duration takes around 50 minutes to an hour, which is a significant time saver compared to the traditional routes. It's like ordering fast food. You want that instant gratification, right? Plus, with a bird's eye view of the breathtaking landscape, it feels like a spiritual awakening.
Oh man, I can just picture it. But like, what about the price tag on this adventure? Isn't it, pretty steep?
Chuckles. Yes, it certainly is. A one-way ticket starts at 75,000 rupees per person. But it's not just about the chopper ride. That price usually covers things like VIP darshan and meals. If you opt for a round trip, packages begin from 110,000 rupees. You're really paying for an entire experience, not just the flight.
So, I mean, that's quite a bit of cash. But also, sounds worth it. Especially if you're really into the spiritual aspect. Do you, have to book this in advance, like way in advance?
Absolutely. Early bookings are highly recommended due to high demand, like concert tickets. You can book through official service provider websites or authorized travel agents. And don't forget, valid identification like an Aadhaar card or passport. It's crucial.
Oh wow, that makes total sense. I'd probably be so anxious about forgetting my ID, like, what a bummer that would be. But I'm curious, can you just take a chopper directly from Haridwar, or do you have to, go to Dehradun first? Laughs.
Great question. Unfortunately, there are limited direct helicopter services from Haridwar. Most travelers usually opt for a road transfer to Dehradun, which takes about 1.5 to 2 hours. Some operators even offer all-inclusive packages that cover both the ground journey and helicopter service. It's like getting a combo meal.
A combo meal for a spiritual journey. Sigh, I love that analogy. So what's the experience like at the helipad? Are there, like, huge crowds?
Yes, Sahasrara helipad is designed to handle the influx of pilgrims. But it can get busy. I recommend arriving at least an hour before your departure for check-in and safety briefings. It's all about beating that rush. Plus, due to weight restrictions, you can only bring a small handbag. So, pack your essentials wisely.
Wow, it's like packing for a camping trip or something. But, what if the weather doesn't cooperate? I bet that could throw a wrench in your plans, right? Laughs.
Exactly. Flights are subject to weather conditions, which can sometimes add unpredictability. It's essential to stay updated on potential delays and have a backup plan. Think of it like planning a beach day. You want to make sure the sun is shining.
Haha, that's so true. Nobody wants a beach trip ruined by rain. And what about health concerns? Like, it's pretty high up there, right?
Yes, altitude can pose health issues for some individuals. Consulting a healthcare professional before traveling is essential, especially if you have pre-existing conditions. It's like climbing a mountain. Better to be safe than sorry.
Wow, so much to consider. I love the idea of a modern alternative to traditional pilgrimage methods, but just like anything, you have to plan ahead, right?
Exactly. Careful planning, early reservations, and staying informed about weather updates will enhance your pilgrimage experience. It's like preparing for a big game. You want everything in place to secure that victory.
Haha, totally. I can see how all of this makes for an unforgettable trip. I'm so excited just listening to it. Can't wait to find out more. Laughs.